You know what time it is. It's time for Rating the Nerd.
Minisode.
With your hosts, Tim and Zach. Take it away, boys.
Welcome back to Grady the Nerd. It's time for another minisode.
Mini.
A minisode.
A minisode.
That's right. We're talking about hair metal. No. This week we're going to be talking about three more trailers. It's okay. There's a new series starting soon. Zach's so excited about it.
Personal seems.
Yeah. So we'll be back to weekly show reviews once Hawkeye begins, but yeah, this week we're going to talk about a few more trailers that came out to whet the appetite, so to speak. Yeah, so where do you want to start, Zach?
Let's start with Mr. Morbius.
Morbius. Morbius? Morbius. Just call him Ohio. yeah, Morbius. So the second Jared Leto villain that, at least this one, I'm like, I don't want to punch in the mouth as soon as I see him. So,
yeah.
Which is hard too, because he looks just like Jared Leto. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. So what'd you think of this trailer, man?
It's okay. I mean, we see a little bit more of his abilities and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We see that they are actually going full Morbius face on him, it looks like.
Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be one of those things where they leave it that way, or where if it just changes when he goes into a feeding mode or something.
That's kind of what it looked like to me.
Yeah, but that's weird, because like his nose sort of like orcs, or almost, you know.
Orcs.
You know, like, yeah, it looks like an orc nose, where it's like really flat and like the nostrils are kind of on the front of it a little bit, like if he's doing that constantly when he goes into feeding mode, does his nose like retract a little bit? Is that an evolutionary thing, like sharks and their clear eyelids or whatever?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
but like there's like this like if you look at the IMDb page for it right now, the screenshot from the trailer is just an image of him with like Rorschach eyeballs.
yeah. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, he's got the Rorschach eyeballs. Rorschach eyeballs sounds like a prog rock band. Like, oh man, we're opening for Fish this month. yeah, he gets the weird Rorschach eyes right before he Morbiuses. I guess. So we get a couple quick looks at other folk in this. Matt Smith's in this movie. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the 11th Doctor himself.
Yeah, he's playing, I never know how to say this, his first name right, Loxious Crown, who is a vampire that's an adversary of Morbius in the comics. So
okay.
It always concerns me a little bit. I mean, I know that for a lot of these comic characters, their big bad is just sort of a player two reskin of them.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I would love to see something where it's not. You know what I mean? Like I think that's why I like season one of Jessica Jones so well. Is it was like it was her. Speaking of former doctors, it was her, and she's like this like rough and tumble powerhouse. But she was fighting somebody who controls minds. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like,
yeah,
you have to figure out how to not just punch your way out of every situation. And I kind of dug that. So I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one of those things we even see Morbius like attacking people in this and feeding and all that. And, you know, there's a part of me that's like, I wonder how much of that in the movie is actually this Matt Smith character feeding and making it look like Morbius is killing people, you know? Because they seem to be trying to make Morbius an anti-hero instead of a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get another line from Michael Keaton in this, so he's got at least two lines in this movie. Because he had one in the first trailer as well.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Michael Keaton, they don't specifically call out that he's playing the Vulture, but I got to assume that that's him, right?
I assume so.
Yeah. I mean, and Sony and Marvel seem to be closing that gap a little bit more every day, you know, with, especially with No Way Home, coming out in December, you know, like, they seem to be continuing to close that gap of, like, the Sony universe and the Marvel, the Sony Marvel universe and the Marvel Cinematic Universe are becoming closer and closer of, like, they're just two sides of a multiverse equation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to assume that that's him as Adrian Toomes. So, let's see, who else did we see in here? Jared Harris, pretty decent character actor. I think he's uncredited currently, but it looks like he might be playing like a mentor type figure to Michael, you know.
Gotcha.
Tyrese Gibson, former model, turned model actor.
Model actor.
Yeah, because there's a difference. you see a real actor on screen with a model actor, and you're like, oh, that guy's used to just having to stand. I like Tyrese enough, though, you know? And then a bunch of other people. Oh, wait, the one other, Al Madrigal, man, playing Agent Rodriguez. I love Al Madrigal. He's hilarious. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he cracks me up and everything, so I'm hoping that he'll have some good zingers in this. You know, but definitely looks dark and fairly gritty.
Mm-hmm.
We do get reference to Venom and San Francisco, so we know that those take place in the same universe, at least.
We do, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he says, I think it's actually Al, says this is the weirdest thing or the craziest thing we've seen since that nonsense in San Francisco or something to that effect.
Hmm.
And then at the end we get when Morbius has that guy tries to stab him in the face and he catches his hand and he's like, who are you? And he's like, I am Venom. And then he's like, no, just kidding. Dr. Michael Morbius at your service. And I'm like, oh God, you're really letoing that one up, man. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, he looks rough early in this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just like, I don't know what to say. Like, listen, I'm not handy capable. I've never been handy capable. But does that preclude you from getting a haircut? Like, maybe you've got a reverse Samson thing going on here, my friend. Cut those locks and see if you can walk straight.
Jesus.
I don't know. It's worth a shot. You're a doctor. Throw out a hypothesis or two. Yeah, man, he looks ragged at the beginning of this. Like, and I'm just talking about his appearance, you know, like if you're wearing a tuxedo and you got long, stringy, touring with Motley Crue hair, like put it up in a man bun even. Like I'm no friend of the man bun, but it's gotta be better than that, right?
Yeah.
Then they show him with his shirt off and like, he's like, looks like Jack Skellington, you know? It's like 30 seconds to SARS.
Jesus. Do they say what disease he has, or is it just a made-up disease?
I think it's a made-up disease. They do say it in the trailer. What was it? Let's see if I can find it real quick. Because in the comics, it's just a kind of an undisclosed, like, debilitating blood disorder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... Which maybe it is here. Maybe he's got blood pooling up in his feet. That's why he can't walk right. That's why he's jimmying all over the stage there in his little tuxedo. They mention it in the trailer, I think. so funny when I first Googled it. I was like, what disease does he have? And they're like, pseudo vampirism. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Google. I know that. I can't find it. Yeah, I don't know. I thought I was going to say, what disease does Morbius have? He's Jared Leto. Horrific. Boy, he's dreamy, though, once he gets bitten by them bats.
Boy, is he ever.
Yeah, he's all tanned. I don't know a lot about vampires, but tanned is not something I've ever associated them with.
Now, Matt Smith looks like he could be a vampire.
Yeah, he does look like he could be a vampire. Yeah. He's got those very, chiseled out of rock facial features, you know? Yeah, he looks Matt Smith is like Anya Taylor-Joy, in my opinion, is you look at him and you're like, is he handsome or is he an alien? Because that's how she is. I'm always like, is she unbelievably gorgeous or is she an alien? I never know. Am I attracted to aliens? Do I need to check out hentai?
What's it say here about tentacles?
What's it? Yeah. Which you fine young ladies would like some tentacles? Got a whole box of them in the back. It's like, is that why I'm half cocked every time I see somebody eat an octopus at a sushi place?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, get all of it. Oh, man. So Morbius. Yep. I'm actually kind of excited for this, man. Early trailers, I was just like, meh. Now that it seems like there's more and more of a possibility of it tying into the MCU, I'm actually kind of sort of interested in this, you know, especially because the MCU has also mentioned hey, we're making a Blade movie. That's a thing, you know? So I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to see Morbius fighting Blade someday, you know? Cause Morbius bit Blade in the comics. And yeah. So anyway, that'd be cool to see on screen, I guess. Jared Leto just chewing on Mahershala Ali. I'd be like, get him.
Get him. Get all some tentacles in there, too.
Yeah, get all of it. It'd be funny if they did that scene, too, and then just while they're fighting and, biting at each other and cutting each other, it went in slow motion, and they just played Ebony and Ivory over the... top over to the score. That'd be amazing. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, man. You excited about Morbius? You gonna see it?
I don't know. This might be one I wait for, I think.
Yeah, I'll probably see it. It's coming out. When is it coming out now? It's 2022. Have they put an actual date to it? I think January. So that may be wrong, though. That may be old. I'm looking at IMDb, but yeah, that means soon. So, I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure what to think. But yeah, it is weird because I don't know that I can't remember. I'm not a huge Morbius fan, so I can't remember if he can actually fly in the comics.
Looks like he can fly here in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, he can at least sugar glide it, you know, if nothing else. He's on a weird wind jet stream through a subway. You know how that happens. And he's definitely gliding in a prison jumpsuit that's got wings for some reason. I'm like, that's a wingsuit. They only had a 3X. They were just put this on, skinny. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. This looks intriguing. It looks like it could be horror-esque a little bit. Which I think is cool. I've been wanting kind of a horror-esque, comic book movie for a hot minute now. Mm-hmm. You know, Cape comic book movie. I know that they've had The Walking Dead show, and there's been I Am Legend and 28 Days Later and a bunch of stuff based off of... Actually, I can't remember if 28 Days Later. 30 Days of Night is what I was thinking of. but so they've had a lot based off graphic novels and comics, but not in the like the capes setting, you know. It's all kind of the like the non-cape more grounded stuff. So yeah, man. So the only one I can think of it was Brightburn, which was a original IP by Mr. James Gunn, produced it, I think, but I don't know if you've ever seen that. The evil Superman kid.
I know what it is. I've not seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty well done horror movie in a universe of superheroes, you know, like Yeah, which is kind of cool. So yeah, man, I'm excited for Morbius. I'll be there.
Cool beans.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to get into next? We've got a TV show or a TV show?
Oh, let's talk about a TV show.
All right. new trailer for The Book of Boba Fett dropped this week.
The Book of Boba Fett.
What'd you think of The Book of Boba Fett?
I want to know trailer. How Boba Fett got out of the fucking Sarlacc pit.
Dude, I'm hoping they go into that. I can't remember. I honestly, and I know, you haven't finished Mandalorian yet, have you?
No.
So he comes into the Mandalorian.
Yeah, I knew that. I've had all the fun stuff spoiled for me already.
Okay, great, great. So. I just can't remember for the life of me if they talk about how he got out of the Sarlacc pit in it. If they did, I'm hoping that if they didn't, I'm hoping that in this they go with the what is the comic name? Oh my god. Here we go. So what is the name of the comic? Because it's very much like a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern type character comic that they did forever ago. But essentially they kind of poked fun at him in a comic where let's see. Oh, here it is. Here it is. What is... Okay, here we go. So there's a Star Wars parody comic series titled Tag and Bink Are Dead, right?
Okay.
And it's about these two inept rebel officers, Tag and Bink. They get separated from the rest of the rebels and only make it to Yavin 4 after everyone has relocated to Hoth, right?
Okay.
And so... It says, basically, but Boba Fett is also there, and the bounty hunter and the rebels engage in a brief firefight, and through sheer dumb luck, Tag and Bink manage to knock the infamous Boba Fett unconscious. And so, there's a panel, literally a panel toward the end of, like, issue 2, where they get out of the Sarlacc pit or something, or they help him out or something, I can't remember. But he basically, the panel, it's him talking to them, and he's like, so what are we going to say when someone asks you about all this? And the one of them goes, that Boba Fett does not scream like a girl and was in no way thwarted by a blind guy swinging a stick during the rebel's escape. and then he's like, he was at a bar in Mos Espa with us and my two sisters. And Boba's like, good, now we're even. and so then they go, one of them then, as he runs off into the desert from them, they're talking to each other, and one of them's like, you sure we can trust him? And they go, the other one's like, he got what he wanted, his rep is safe. And then the first one says, yeah well what do we got? And the other one's like, his gun. Like, they stole his gun. And I just love it, because if my buddy Tim, who loves Boba Fett, ever hears this, I just love it that that was in the comics at one point, that he was so inept that these two rebel officers save him from the Sarlacc pit. He screamed like a little girl, and then they stole his gun.
That's funny.
And just because I know it'll make Tim mad. I really like Boba Fett. But I just think that's funny. But so what'd you think about this trailer, man? It's... Not a ton of action. It's more like he's crime bossing it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mugging it.
So the actor that plays Boba Fett, now, aside from The Mandalorian and his appearance in that, is this the first time this actor's actually played Boba Fett? Because I know he was Jango Fett in the prequels.
Right. Yes.
So it looks like they're still going with the whole clone, notion.
They are, yeah. Good on him, man. To Miriam Morrison,
yeah.
Good on him for like being like ready to go. I mean, the dude's in great shape still, you know,
and yeah.
Like just being at kind of that right age where they're like, well, Boba's a clone of Jango. Do you want to play him too? You know, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, I thought that was really cool when they introduced him in The Mandalorian as Boba. I was like, you know, and I love that there's a line in the one scene in The Mandalorian where they have to go in a place and they need somebody to go in and pose as like rebel officers or troopers of some sort. Right.
Right.
And he kind of says like, well, I can't go in there on like without something over my face. And he goes, everybody tends to recognize me. And I'm like, that's kind of funny that they're like, oh yeah, there's been thousands or more of people that look just like you, you know, right. that are these clone troopers in history. So everybody knows what Jango and Boba's face actually looks like, you know? Yeah. So then, and we get Meng-Na Wen coming back as Fennec Shand, I think her name is. She's kind of his wingman in The Mandalorian.
Okay.
She works with Boba. So yeah, she's back. I'm excited about that.
When does this come out?
This comes out soon, man. I think it is scheduled to start like December 29th.
Okay. All right. That gives me a little bit of time to catch up on Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah, because I know we're going to try to do this. What'll be great is I think that this starts up like either the next week or maybe only a week in between of the end of Hawkeye.
Oh,
so we'll go from our weekly Hawkeye discussion to a weekly Book of Boba Fett discussion.
All right.
I know you're so excited for both of them. You can't stand it.
So excited. You can't even, yeah. I don't have words for it.
We also, though, this trailer gives us our first look at a new character. I don't know that we get her name, but a Twi'lek being played by Jennifer Beals.
Mm-hmm.
She's back, baby.
She's back.
In a lot of ways, sir, Jennifer never left. Yeah, she's playing a Twi'lek. She still looks pretty good for her age, man. I mean, I say her age. She's less than 10 years older than me. Like, for her age, but... no, I mean, I guess that, you know, she's been doing some TV show stuff. Like, she was in the TV show Swamp Thing, which I haven't watched still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was really good. Like, based on the DC property.
How long ago was this?
2019.
What? There was a Swamp Thing show that recent?
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it was on the DC streaming platform.
Okay.
I think you can watch it on HBO Max now, if I'm not mistaken, but it was really good, and it got really good, like, critical and fan reviews, and I guess what happened was, if I understand, they only did one season, and I think the thing I read said that essentially they thought that they were going to be able to film it for, like, $10 million or something, and it ended up costing closer to, like, $40 million.
Oh, wow.
And be with all the special effects needed. And so they were kind of like, I guess we're not doing any more of these, you know, wow. Like, yeah. But, and then before that, she was in, the Taken TV series. Remember that? I assume based off the Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. Leslie Nielsen. Jesus Christ. off of the,
back from the grave.
Why did that name pop into my head? Leslie Nielsen. Yes. Based on that. Liam Neeson. Based on the Liam Neeson series of movies, I assume.
Okay.
That would be a very different movie if Leslie Nielsen was in the lead on it. Frank Drebin, baby! Saving the day. Anyway, so, I don't know. But yeah, she's going to be in the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like the crime bossy aspect of it. I like that he's like, you know, Jabba ruled with fear, and I wanted this to be a partnership, and then one of the guys is immediately like, what if we just kill you? I'm like, oh, that's why you can't have nice things around crime bosses. yeah, shit. So anyway, I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be good. I've really enjoyed The Mandalorian thus far, so I'm excited to see this spinoff. All right. Anything else about the Book of Boba Fett that you can think of?
Nope. Looks Boba Fetty.
It does. Looks Boba-y and Fetta-y. All right. So then let's talk another TV show. We got a trailer, a new teaser, really, for Stranger Things Season 4 this week.
Yeah.
Now, this is one that you've watched all of, right?
The series? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So are you excited about this?
A little bit. One of the things I like about Stranger Things is like the science fiction and the monsters and stuff. And this looks like it's delving a little bit more into like secret government agencies and shit like that.
I thought the same thing. I didn't see any monsters in this teaser at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but I mean, I'm sure they're going to be there somewhere, right? Like,
I hope so.
I mean, I hope so. Yeah, I'm the same way. I thought the exact same thing when I saw this. I was like, this seems more about like the government being after them and less of monsters running around murdering people also.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I am excited to see it. I like this cast. I like this crew. They seem to make magic when they get together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. So, I mean, Finn Wolfhard, we're going to get tied over with him. He's going to be only a couple weeks until Ghostbusters Afterlife comes out. So, you know, he's in that. So we'll get a little Finn Wolfhard teaser before. But yeah, everybody in this show is solid, man. I'm just looking through the cast list right now and I'm like, yeah, I don't know that there's anybody in here that I was like, at any point was like, nah, I don't know if they're believable, you know. I think everybody is just really good at what they do.
Yeah.
Plus I mean, we will, as a middle-aged guy, I always tip my hat to Jim Hopper, you know, David Harbour, the everybody's favorite DILF. He's such a likable, even when he's a drunk asshole, I'm like, I associate with that guy. The gun belt doesn't fit quite as tightly as it used to, like, you know, or too tight. You have to go to a bigger notch. No, I get it. You know, you're raising a child who might be the devil, you know, like, I get you. I feel you. I hear you. I see you. I validate you, Jim Hopper. Yeah, man, I'm excited. This really truly was a teaser, though. We just basically see, Eleven at her new school in California, right? And how everybody's mean to her.
Who is she living with?
I don't remember because did Jim leave? Dude, it feels like it's been 4 years since season three.
It's been a couple years actually.
Yeah, I might need to go back and watch the last couple of those just to catch back up. But I can't remember if they left. I mean, we know that she's not with, Mike's family, because she's writing to him in this teaser.
Right.
Saying, like, I can't wait to see you at spring break and stuff. So.
Is she with the Byers?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because
I think you're right. The Byers left, didn't they? Yeah.
Jonathan is in the trailer too.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Wonder if I don't know. Now is we didn't see Nancy. We didn't see Steve.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't see really any of the kids except Mike. Any of the like group of boys. Dustin, wasn't there.
Right.
You know. We didn't see Lucas. We didn't see Will. Was Will in this? Because you said Jonathan was.
I think Will was in this. He had short hair.
Okay. I may need to watch it again because it's a teaser, so it's kind of jumpy, you know. Yeah, man, I'm kind of pumped for this. I've enjoyed every other season. I have no reason to think that I wouldn't enjoy this as well. I'm with you though. I was a little sad that we didn't see some sort of monstrous entry in this teaser, but they might be saving that sizzle for later. You know, so I don't know, man. I'm into this. I'm excited. What do we have a date for this?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing the date.
I think it just says 2022 right now. So who knows? sometime in the future. But yeah. But no, I'm excited about this, man. Yeah. So I think that's about it, man. I think we're gonna handle news on the other episode this week.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if you came here looking for news, sorry. Click over the other episode. Sorry. We probably should have led with that, but that's okay. Well, we've tricked you into listening to two.
That's right. Listen to the main show, bitches.
But yeah, man. So I don't know that I got anything else to say. I'm kind of excited about all three of these properties.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see as they start filtering out and stuff what we think of them. So
We'll come back to that.
Absolutely. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
Greeting the Nerd was recorded and produced by Zach Boyd and Tim Witham in Dayton, Ohio. If you liked our show, subscribe, rate, share, and review on Apple Podcasts or other platforms. For questions, comments, or ideas, drop us an email at gradingthenerdpodcast@gmail.com. As always, Anchor members can send us a voicemail. Our theme music was composed by Kevin MacLeod. You can find all of his credits and links in our show notes. Come back for more, and we'll see you next time on Grading the Nerd.